Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nels Potter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Holmes moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1. Braves. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Indians 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holmes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Indians 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Braves. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Indians 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sockold hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 4-2, Braves. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Warren Sparn now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Braves 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rickard out. One out. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-2 in the game. Sockold hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 5, Indians, 5. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Indians 5. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Holmes moves to second. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes scores. It's 6-5, Braves. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into center field. Doby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Torgerson scores. Elliott goes all the way around to score. Rickard moves to third. It's 8-5, Braves. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sockold takes first base on ball 4. Russ Christopher now pitching. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rickard scores. Sockold moves to third. It's 9-5, Braves. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sockold scores. McCormick moves to third. It's 10-5, Braves. Satchel Paige now pitching. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick scores. 2 outs. It's 11-5, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Paige. Stanky moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Indians 5. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Wally Judnick. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Indians 5. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Peck now playing right field. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moncrief settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.